Now let's journey back to those things we do actually want to remember. I'm sure everyone's been in this situation. Oh, what was her name? Now, oh, where are my keys? What did I need from a shop? With so many things to remember in life, the idea of a better memory does sound rather enticing. But US memory champion Nelson Dellis told me that we really need to dispel the idea of having a bad memory, as he says there are easy to use tips to help us raise our game.
I can memorize a deck of cards in just under 30 seconds. I've memorized about 20 packs of cards in an hour, about a 1,000-digit number in half an hour.
Sorry, 1,000 digits?
Yeah, it was, so I think of a 1,000-digit long phone number.
How long does it even take to say 1,000 digits?
Yeah, I don't. Well, in competition, we're just writing them down.
Okay.
Yeah, that would take at least 10, 15 minutes probably to say that.
Now, I wasn't just going to take Nelson's word for it. I wanted him to prove it. Not 1,000 digits, let's just say 20. On the spot, I cooked up 20 digits and asked him to relay them back to me. So how did he do? Yep, forwards, backwards, he got it spot on. Now, that's all very well, but Nelson's a memory champ. So what can us normal folk do to remember things better? Well, Nelson told me about a few tips he says you can use to remember pretty much anything. There are different permutations, but they're all essentially based on his so-called see, link, go method. Visualize an image, link it to something, and then make it ridiculous. First up, Nelson helped me with a phone number I'd been struggling to commit to memory.
A very simple way to see the numbers is something called either the number shape system or the number rhyme system. So every digit between 0 and 9, if you're going the number shape route, you come up with a picture for what the number looks like in terms of its shape. So a 0, the first number, to me, I categorize zeros as anything of circle shape. So like a ball or a disc or a plate, whatever comes to mind, something that's circular, you can just picture that image. And then the next number is a 2. I categorize that as something that kind of looks like a bird, a swan sitting on a lake. Okay, and so what you do is you have all these images and you want to link them. So if you start with an image of a ball to represent the 0, maybe you're playing soccer in the field, football, sorry, and then you hit a swan, right? You try to hit a penalty kick and you hit a swan that was just kind of flying across the goal line. The swan flies out like a boomerang and kind of loops back around, right? So you see what I'm doing? I'm kind of making this linked story where you start with a soccer ball, 0, hit the swan, 2, and that turns into a boomerang, 7. And you can apply this continuous process through all the digits to really make a memorable story.
A rather weird, but certainly memorable tale. Nelson also let me in on the fun method he used to remember the number I gave him earlier on.
I was using a system where I convert every 4 digits into one consolidated image. And so that means I have a system where every 4 digits means something very specific. And that's something I've pre-learned. But for example, the first 4 digits that you told me were 2, 3, 7, 9, which is Jesus Christ playing soccer or football.
There is a method in the madness. Nelson turns the number into an equivalent letter in the alphabet. So 1 is A, 2 is B, etc. So 23 is BC. That's how he gets to Jesus. Then 7, 9, if you tweak the system a little bit, is GN, which in his head is Gary Neville. Character plus action equals Jesus Christ playing football. So stepping back a bit, let's apply this general see, link, go method to, say, my shopping list. Item 1, cheese.
So maybe the cheese is rotting, right? It's just molding. You even maybe take a taste of it and it just makes you just disgusted. It smells up the whole room, right? So that could be a more detailed picture. What was the next thing on your list?
Breakfast cereal.
Breakfast cereal. Okay, so then in a similar way, I mean, this would be the linking method, is you take that gross moldy cheese and you kind of sprinkle it all over your colorful, you know, cereal that you've got going on.
Oh, and, that sounds horrible.
You feed it to your child or whatever. And you can just imagine the face that child makes.
So similarly, we're creating a sequence of events to enable us to remember our shopping list.
Yeah. And another way to do that, it's called a memory palace technique, is instead of kind of weaving it into a story, you can actually use your house or some familiar place to attach the images to along a path.
So how easy is this to do? With the help of a few willing co-workers, we put the method to the test. First up, naked scientist Izzy Clark employed the memory palace technique on her work to-do list, and Adam Murphy used Nelson's technique of associating groups of four digits with characters doing actions to memorise phi, the golden ratio. So how did they get on? Let's start with Izzy.
Okay, so my microwave is broken and I'm in my kitchen and there's an engineer there fixing that. So that's to remind me that I need to look after a naked engineering podcast today. And then I walk into our downstairs kitchen, brush my teeth, and that's because I need to find something to do with a teeth show that is coming up. And then once I've cleaned my teeth, I walk into the living room and the news is on. This is live news. That's to remind me that I need to find a live news guest for the show. I go up the stairs, pick up a newspaper because that's where we leave everything. Oh, and that is to remember, oh, that I need to publish an article on the website. And then as I walk up into my room, the engineer has a question for me. And that's to remind me that I need to do question of the week.
Well, Izzy got 4 marks for hers. Let's see how Adam got on with remembering his 20 digits.
So the first one is Michael Collins letting out a girlish scream, because Michael Collins was a revolutionary in 1916. So first two numbers, 1, 6, and then 18, because that's A and H. So, ah. The next one was a fat cat who was going to the opticians. 3 is a C, and that's cat. And 0 is a big fat number, so fat cat. At the opticians, so C-I, because that's what you do at an opticians, you see an I. The next one was Hulk Hogan having a wrestling match with God.
With God?
With God.
Right.
Because Hulk Hogan is 88HH, and then 74 is GD. So, God. Then the next one was, this was the hard one, because I couldn't come up, I can nearly remember 98 is the next two, because I couldn't come up with the thing for it.
Okay, so it hasn't quite worked on that. Let's skip past 98.
But whatever that thing was, it was trying to drink, because the next two is 94, which is ID. And then the last one was George Orwell going to town on a bucket of ice cream, because 1984, and then 82 is HB, which is a brand of ice cream back home.
Each to their own. Well done to Adam and Izzy. And why not have a go yourself and tell us how you got on? Drop us an email to neuroscience@nakedscientists.com. And if you want to find out more about Nelson's methods, his book, Remember It, is out now. And he's also on YouTube.